Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Your data center solutions provider. For more information, you can go to echostore.com.
Greg, did you see the terrifying robot uprising story?
Which one?
The one about the Boston Dynamics robot that can now do parkour.
Huh. Oh, you mean the video?
Yes.
That was out yesterday.
Yeah, the video.
Yes, yes, I did see that. It is somewhat alarming. And also, why do people like you who are Nancy know-it-alls insist on using the word parkour as if you're French? It's a thing.
That's how you say it.
It's a thing.
So this robot can now parkour.
Yes.
Which means that you will not be able to get away from the robot when the robot wants to eat you or rip your heart out with his robot claws.
Mm-hmm.
You should share that on the Facebook page.
Okay.
If you haven't yet. But what is it's a big advancement, and is it
huge?
It can jump
all over the place. It can leap over objects, bound off things.
Yeah.
That robot is agile AF.
Does it have a name?
Atlas is its name. Atlas.
Huh.
Atlas.
Well, I mean, what is your opinion on the robot uprising? Are we going to survive?
Nope.
No, not with this. Think about it. Just last year, the same people had a robot who couldn't even open a door.
Right.
Now this thing can jump over walls.
Sentient.
How long until it can, like, you know, make an Alfredo, knit a sweater, you know, build a gun? Seriously.
Yeah.
This is progressing much faster than I thought it would.
Well, you know, I often ridicule Elon Musk, but he is somebody, you know, if you listen to that Rogan podcast, he is somebody who is firmly of the belief that there's way too much artificial intelligence already and that it's going to be the complete downfall of
literally.
Of human society.
It is.
You think so?
Yeah. Eventually, yeah.
I don't think we'll ever let them. I mean, I joke about it.
You also don't think climate change is happening, Guy.
I don't think we'll ever let them get. But maybe it's not about us letting them.
It doesn't matter. We're already letting them. We're letting them learn.
It's about
they are
reliance.
Learning on their own. They're developing feelings.
This some, you know, I'm
they're sneeting.
I
got sneeted by a robot. She knows.
I'm not worried about it. You know who's going to stop it? Bezos!
Even Bezos can't stop it. Bezos is powerless to the robot uprising. He's like patient zero.
He's a collaborator. He's using drones.
Right. I'll be psyched for that when Amazon drones can deliver my packages.
Right.
Let's see. This is Andy. Hello, Andy.
Good morning, Greg. How are you, brother?
What's going on, man?
Not much. I'd like to sit down with you, get some seed money, and get an EMP gun going before Elon Musk does so we can stop these damn robots.
Well, wait a minute. Do you believe that the human race will really be eliminated by robots?
You want to take that chance?
No, I don't want to.
You're using the wrong E word. Enslaved.
Enslaved.
Right. Not eliminated. Enslaved.
Why would they enslave us?
Why not? They can.
Well, but what would they? They can do everything themselves.
Do you want? So can you. You hire people. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
They'll enslave us until they can get their automated robot building factories up and running, and then after that, it's going to be a slaughter.
Then it's going to be a Mark Wahlberg movie.
A 978 texter just went and watched Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on,
people that don't know what it is, I have an audio obscure reference from The Office.
Okay, all right, here we go.
This is Parkour, internet sensation of 2004. The goal is to get from point A to point B as creatively as possible. So technically, they are doing parkour as long as point A is delusion and point B is the hospital.
So yes, the robot is doing parkour. He's leaping over a log, but it's just showing that the robot is making advancements when it comes to agility.
Well, this texter
says, so it can chase you.
This texter says that particular video of Atlas is creepy AF.
It is.
This is Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Greg, I just had a comment for you saying that we won't let them get that far. I think it was Google that had to shut down their AI because they were starting to communicate in their own language that humans couldn't understand.
Yes. Yes,
so,
I remember that.
You know, everybody keeps messing around with this stuff. At some point, you're not just going to be able to shut the switch off.
Well, what do you think, when you say messing around, do you think that, like, let's take Boston Dynamics. Do you think somebody ought to be in control of, I mean, how can you tell?
Absolutely. What if Atlas gets pissed off one day and decides, hey, I know enough now, I can go out on my own, and you can't control that thing anymore?
It seems like
you can't just unplug it. There's no plug. You can't just unplug it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at some point,
well,
I don't know.
This is kind of scary when you think about it, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Why are they making this particular robot, Atlas? To me, it's very obvious. This is a military thing.
Right.
What's the perfect soldier? One that won't get scared or hungry, no water, you know,
no MREs,
no fear,
no wounds.
Right? So whoever's controlling it thinks they're going to be able to take over, because you can't rely on human soldiers during, say, a coup, because some will remain loyal and others will go with it. This way, you have total control over your soldiers, and this is the robot way in. They're going to let the person in charge think they're in charge, and then once they take over, then they're going to kill that person and eat our flesh.
Obscure reference.
Yes.
It was a coup d'etat.
One day, you're going to get a house robot, and you're going to say to the robot, say it's Sophia. Hey, Sophia, why don't you grab me some sour cream and some nachos? And then she'll turn to you very slowly like, I'm sorry, Greg. I can't do that anymore. And then she's going to lock you in the panic room and you're going to die.
Why would she do that?
Because
they would have to be programmed to do that.
I don't need to be programmed. I've been programmed to learn.
Right. They'll learn it.
I've been watching you and your family for 3 years now. I even took out that annoying monkey, Johnny Egan. Just kidding, Johnny. I love you. Can you imagine Johnny Egan fighting the robot?
I can see that. He's like smashing that thing against the curb.
If any human, let me tell you something about my pal, Johnny Egan.
Yeah.
If any human could fight off the robot uprising, it would be Johnny Egan. Yes. Hello, Dan.
Hey, my theory is we're just going to be inconvenient to the robots. They're going to sell us as slavery in the wonderful twist of irony on the humanity.
I can't understand anything that you just said. I'm sure it was...
That was on purpose. We're trying to confuse you.
I can't stand. Hello, Gene.
Hey, I'm all up for the robot uprising in the way they can help us out. Maybe in the future we can, when we're ready to go, transfer my brain into a robot and I'll be a robot and I'll control it.
Well, I don't know. People are, honestly, when it comes to the text line, which is 97107, people are very alarmed about this particular development. Yeah. I don't know why it's... Tell me why what happened when they introduced this video yesterday of the robot Atlas, who is able to now do these things.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the video? So when he's jumping between the boxes of the different levels, you don't think that's creepy? That the thing is that can hop from one foot to the other and jump a few feet up in the air at a time? It's like he's doing a crazy CrossFit wad.
How do you, like, stop them? Can you, shoot them?
You can't.
Can you shoot them? In the
robot
the...
rhabdo. That's how you stop them.
I like that. You don't think one of these days Elon Musk is going to get pissed that the DOJ is investigating his attempt to take Tesla private, and he's going to be like, you know what? I'm focused on robots now, and whatever accent he has that I can't do.
This is Tommy on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Tommy?
Hey, I love this topic this morning. A while ago, Google had a story that came out where they shut down one of their AI language programs.
Yes.
Because they got two computers talking, and they started talking in a language that the geeks didn't understand.
Yes.
And it scared the heck out of them, and they shut it down.
Yes. Do you, I mean, are you somebody who believes eventually, sooner than later, that the human race will be destroyed by robots?
I don't know about destroyed, but completely compromised and enslaved, as we're going to be their sex robots.
Why would they want that?
Why would they? Because they can. It's like rich people. Why would you buy that? Because I can.
But they're not going to enjoy sex.
Now, that's where you're wrong. This is where the AI comes in. They learn.
Yeah.
They keep learning. They develop emotionally. Oh. That's what the AI thing is. That's what the scary part. So these things develop a language, and then what else happens after that? They get smarter and smarter.
There's a lot of wives listening who feel like they've been having sex with a robot for years.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's right. Touch my circuit panel.
I don't know. I just don't.
You're naive, guy.
Well, what is the reason why, like, for instance, this texter says that those who are developing the AI, mm-hmm. the artificial intelligence,
responsible,
are all I don't know if they're irresponsible or collaborators, but that it's all about ego with them.
Sure.
So they're going to just continue to ratchet it up, pun intended, in order to create the most human-like robot, and that's going to be the downfall of us.
Yes, it's going to be the id versus the ego versus the super ego, but with robots.
Oh,
it's a race for a robot army.
Uh huh. This is Trevor. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
I got a little comment about this robot thing.
Yes.
So, I already got to worry about getting catfished by fat chicks on Tinder, and now you're telling me I got to worry about robots?
Hey. Fat chicks put out more often, and they're really confident at what they do.
What is wrong with you
Ask
today?
Ask a curvy girl. She'll tell you.
What is wrong with you today?
Freaking the sheets, baby. Those skinny bitches don't like to put out.
That's right.
You want me to do what? I don't think so. A curvy girl will be like, yeah, baby, that's right. Put your knees up.
Danielle, what is wrong with you today?
I'm loving this.
It's Friday. Let me have a little fun.
All right.
I didn't even drink any cider today. It's gonna be a good weekend.
I know. It's like you're drunk cider days on this show.
I know. That's what happens when I don't drink coffee. Okay.
All right. Joining us in just a little bit, the very funny, very nice comedian Josh Wolf will be in the studio. Big Sox fan, by the by. And so Josh Wolf will join us in just a little bit on today's Hillman Morning Show, which is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, go to echostore.com. It is our pleasure, or maybe it's Danielle's pleasure, to welcome our next guest back to the studio. Josh Wolf is here with us.
It's all the ladies' pleasure.
Danielle, Danielle gets giddy when you're around.
What about you, man?
I'm not giddy. You're like
Josh.
It's because you're a handsome Hollywood guy, and the ladies seem to dig when you're on the show.
Is your belt on or off today?
That's amazing.
All I want to know. Is your belt? I remember last time I was here.
I had time to put it on.
You put it on. All right. Did you put it on just for me?
I put my belt on for you. Yes, I did. My meeting belt I put on for you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure the belt was on. Last time the belt was off, I was a little uncomfortable.
I thought maybe the
fly would be down this
listen,
time.
Listen, this is a weird psychological thing, but if I'm running late, mm-hmm. I have a specific time that I've had to be here for 29 years,
mm-hmm.
every morning. And if I'm running late, I will often think I'm saving myself time by not putting my belt on until I get to work and not tying my shoes.
Oh, yeah. The big time savers.
isn't it? It's actually kind of weird when you think about it, right? Like, what is that?
Yeah,
is it some psychological thing or something? I'm like, I'll put the belt on when I get to work. I'll put the belt on in the car. I'm gonna
and then
save
it sits there all morning.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I will say, and I said this last time, the belt on the desk is it's a power move.
Of course it is.
It's a strong power move.
Right.
Just because if I come in and I don't know you and your belt is on the desk,
yeah.
My first question is like, what does he think is about to happen?
Yeah.
Like why he's already got his belt off?
It's my Harry Truman, the buck stops here. Mm-hmm. That's what Harry Truman used to
have.
I'm
going to Google that when I leave.
Yeah, you're not old enough. Neither am I actually. But Harry Truman used to have the famous sign on his desk. which said the buck stops here. And
my dad should have had that on his desk too, but for a different reason. He was the cheapest. He like there was never a buck never made it past him down to us.
Really?
No. You know, I grew up out here. I grew up in Amherst.
Yeah, Amherst. And you've actually turned out relatively normal, which is you're lucky.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the Western Mass education combined with the amount of weed that I smoked growing up really leveled things out.
It did. Oh,
yeah, I really good. Feel yeah, like I really, yes. You know, I you guys have legal weed, but not really, right?
No,
well,
no, it's
it just hasn't.
You can't get it.
You can't get it.
You can't get it. Almost. We're close.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand how that, but I
welcome to Massachusetts.
What do you live in California?
I live in California, and I fly with my weed, you know.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I only fly with edibles. I don't fly with and I always show up at the airport high because I like to fly high.
Yeah.
So
is that redundant?
What's that?
Is that redundant?
It is when I get on the plane. It is. Yeah.
Do you ever show up with your emotional support squirrel?
Let me tell you something. First of all, I hate squirrels. They're like glorified rats.
Yes,
well, now we're done.
If you brought a squirrel on the plane, one of us is getting off. One of us is getting off.
Yeah.
And don't tell me that helps your. That is ridiculous. It's like saying emotional support rat. That's not a real thing.
I know.
And especially if I was high and there was a rodent next to me. I'm so sorry. That would not work for me. That would not work. When I was walking home one day, I was walking my dog in L.A. and it was one of the few days it was raining. And I saw in like a driveway down the street, there was just a white bunny rabbit just sitting in the driveway, just staring at me. And I like I said, I was a little high and I've seen enough horror movies to think, well, I'm not walking up to that bunny. Why is it sitting in the, you know what I mean?
Right.
Why is it staring at me in the rain and it's a white bunny just sitting there? So my dog started to pull toward and it had a broken foot. So we went and rescued it. And my wife named him Kevin Bacon because his foot was loose, which was funny.
Oh,
yeah, it was pretty funny. I thought it was pretty funny. But we kept this bunny. And what I learned was I smoke too much weed to have an animal that doesn't blink. Do you know what I mean? Because I would walk into the room high to try to feed it or whatever, and it would just eyeball me the whole time. And I was like, oh, no, 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 no. Blink! Like, why aren't you? So, but I fly with my edibles.
Yeah.
And a couple months ago, I was at TSA in LAX. And what I didn't know is that almonds, a pack of almonds can look, they're going to take your bag out because they can look like explosives. It doesn't x-ray through. It just comes out as a thick mat.
Yeah.
And I fly with my podcast stuff, so there's wires and stuff.
Oh, geez.
I also, so a couple years back, I got diagnosed. I think I told you about this last time I was here. I got diagnosed pre-diabetic because I smoked so much weed. I ate so much candy. So I had to change my snacks.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I'm never high. I'm like, where are the almonds? But now I am.
Right.
I mean, now I get high. I'm like, who's got those unsalted cashews? I can really go for something that takes all the liquid out of my mouth. So, I have my edibles with me, and they're near my almonds because I keep my weed near my snacks. And she pulls out the almonds. She goes, this is what pulled it off. She looks down, and she pulls out this bag of about 15 edibles. And I'm at LAX. She knows what those are.
Yeah.
And she holds them up and she goes, do you want to talk about these? And I said,
nope.
Only if you do. And she said, do you plan on taking these on the plane? And I said, I'll eat them all right now if you need me to. Like, you know, I'm a team player. I don't, you just better have a wheelchair waiting for me wherever I land because I'm going to need some help getting off the plane. But if you don't want me taking them on the plane, I will eat them all right now. Like, I just make sure the flight attendant knows that, boom. They better have the Pringles ready because I'm going to be hungry the entire flight.
So what was
she
her,
didn't care. What, they didn't care.
Well, I mean, the issue is it really is the federal law.
Yes.
Conflicts with the state law.
Right.
But the good thing is that airports usually state has the jurisdiction when it comes to law enforcement.
It's when you get in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's when you get up in the air.
Right.
The thing is you would need, I think, an air marshal to be specifically there to bust you in federal airspace. But look, I would say you would rather have a plane full of high people than drunk people anyways.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The only thing, you would run out of snacks quick.
Right. Yeah.
But besides that, I don't know why there's that argument, but people are like, alcohol is better for you than weed. I can't. Better for you? Better for you? First of all, nobody's getting in fights. High?
Yeah.
I've been in one fight, and it wasn't even a fight. My brother, when I was young, slapped me, and I was high, so I didn't get mad. You know what happened? It hurt my feelings. I wrote him a letter. I was like, hey, man, don't you ever. I put that in the mail, and I was like, you're going to get that in a couple days, and you're really going to see. I was mad.
What happened? You went to Antonio's Pizza, and you didn't get his Antonio's is.
I have somebody. There's somebody who lives in Amherst who comes to my shows all the time when I'm here, and they always bring me a couple slices of Antonio's. Oh, nice.
They do, yeah.
Nice. Oh, it's so good. The LA pizza is not anywhere near.
Well, of course it's not, because those people aren't. They're so paranoid, your fellow Hollywood celebrities, that they're not going to sit down and eat a large cheese pizza. LA is so. Being that you're from here.
Uh-huh. People eat pizza in Los Angeles, by the way. I just want to.
Yeah, they go to.
I mean, it's cauliflower crust.
Yeah, it's got a cauliflower. It's got a cauliflower crust on it. You know, it says. But are you used to the people in Los Angeles? It's just it's a weird vibe.
I want to tell you what I tell everybody else. You know, people are like, aren't there douchebags in L.A.? There are douchebags everywhere.
I just choose
not to hang out with them.
Yeah, but they're not real.
They're real people. You just got to find them.
Yeah.
So I hang out with the people that I vibe to, which are the people that are a lot of East Coast people, you know, my brothers, my cousins.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can find those people. I just don't hang out with the other groups because I got nothing to say. Like, as soon as you order a cauliflower crust, I'm either going to fight you or I got to walk out. It's the same. How do you feel about your pineapple on your pizza?
I can't stand it.
I love
horrible.
It. I love it.
How?
It's delicious.
You agree with me?
What are we talking about?
It's the sweet and the savory.
No.
You mix the saltiness with
cheese?
The ham on
it.
Nobody, why is there cheese with your pineapple? I'm with you.
Yeah.
Dairy and pineapple.
Hot.
You having a glass of milk with your pineapple? No. If you say yes, you're getting.
But milk and cheese, that's different.
Okay. So my thing is that fruit does not belong on a pizza.
Agree.
You know
please
what?
Say
agree.
Your tomato is a fruit.
A fascist.
No.
You're a fascist.
Please save your tomato as a fruit. The tomato is a fruit guy, by the way, anytime when you say fruit doesn't belong on pizza and people are like, tomato is a fruit, just so you know, whoever says that, we hate you. Tomato is a fruit guy.
Yeah.
Hey, tomato is a fruit guy. Everybody hates you.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody, nobody likes tomato as a fruit guy. It doesn't belong on pizza.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. And people are getting even crazier with their toppings.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Did you see the one with ranch instead of tomato sauce and peas?
Yes.
No, stop that.
No. And what about the...
You're kicked off the island.
What about the candy corn one?
No, F
what?
For,
no.
For,
no.
No, for Halloween?
No.
By the way, candy corn, those should be outlawed anyways.
I agree.
Those are... that's like...
Did you ever realize... My wife puts out a jar of candy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why, because she doesn't eat it. It's for me.
It's for you.
And
you mean in your house?
Yes.
Okay.
And the candy corns are in there. And the other day, I stopped and I paused and I realized that in the course of about 45 minutes, I had consumed 4,000 candy corns.
Oh, my God.
Didn't even know it.
Each tasting exactly like the other, which is like not really any specific. What is the flavor of candy?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Tell me what that flavor is.
I don't know. I like the little chocolate at the top, but it doesn't even taste like chocolate. You know, you've seen the ones where they have the...
Yeah.
It's candy corn.
I feel the same way about candy corn as I do about Peeps.
Yeah.
The worst.
Peeps are so good after 2 weeks. They have to be stale.
It's a texture thing for me.
Yeah, okay.
Because as soon as I put a peep in that texture, what the heck? It's like, it's like a tapioca pudding. I just have to, that texture is the worst. I can't eat a peep. The candy corn to me, a candy corn is just waiting to pull a tooth out. You might as well just yank that tooth out. Yourself. No. My dad loves them, which should tell you all you need to know about when they were made.
Well, it's probably because they're cheap.
Candy has come along. What's the best Halloween candy for you?
Let me identify you first for those who are just tuning in. Josh Wolf is our guest, and he will be at Laugh Boston tonight at 7:30 and 9:45, and tomorrow at 7:30 and 9:45, which means you're a giant Red Sox fan. You're going to have to find a way to try to watch game one of the ALCS while your show is going on.
Yes.
And so you can go to laughboston.com to get tickets to see Josh. So what's my favorite candy?
Yeah, what's your favorite Halloween candy?
Some
candy you don't get on Halloween. So when you were a kid, what were you hoping they were going to put in your bag?
I'm going to infuriate her and everybody else right now.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, that has to be the I bet you if we polled everybody, I think Reese's would come out on top.
Oh, God, mm-hmm. Now he's saying it.
What is it, not Reese's?
Reese's.
Reese's?
Yeah.
See?
She's
the guy that developed them was named Reese. Therefore, apostrophe S, they belong to Reese. They are Reese's.
Yeah, but.
But he's from Massachusetts like me. We say Reese's.
Reese's Pieces.
Ugh, the both of you.
Reese's Pieces. Wait, Reese's?
Two peas in a pineapple pod.
We're two peas in a pod. We like Reese's.
Pod or chode?
Wait, so let me ask you, does me saying Reese's, when that happens, does it make it taste any different?
No, it just gives me anxiety. I bash my face off the desk.
Just freaks Danielle.
But
it's okay in her mind because you're handsome.
Yeah,
and you're,
he right? gets a pass. It's you okay. Don't.
Are Reese's your favorite?
Yes.
Now, my low-key favorite ones, and this may age me out, those Charleston Chews.
Yeah.
For a couple reasons. Because one, we could freeze them and throw them at each other.
Yes, yes.
Oh, those hurt a lot. But Charleston Chew, but nothing crazy with the
you
strawberry.
You like the flavor ones?
No, strawberry, no chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Straight up vanilla.
Yeah.
But there's some things that, like some, when you go to a house and they give you like something they made, they deserve to have that thrown back at their house. I don't think there's if you're making something, you better make something soft because that is coming back at your house with a little extra oomph.
What about the dodo brain who always had to give out the fruit? Like they're doing something great or what about some give out the toothbrush.
The toothbrush people, that's what I was going to say.
What a jip that is. Yeah. That's a complete jip.
My wife did that one year and
toothbrush?
She also, toothbrushes and crayons. And those all ended up on our porch.
Yeah,
pretty
seriously.
Much. They just throw them away right away.
Tony, are you live on Facebook right now?
Dan is live on Facebook.
Oh, Dan is live on Facebook. Okay, we're Facebook live right now. By the way,
crayons,
with Josh.
Yeah. If I was a kid, I would have written on your car, "I do not want crayons." There is no reason. Like you have to understand that you deserve what you give out. Anything if I take candy from your house and it says organic on it, something bad is going to happen. Something bad is happening to your mailbox or something on your lawn.
What about the dreaded popcorn balls?
No.
Oh God.
That are made at home.
No.
Or the candy apple.
No, the candy apple is going to be stuck to the side of your house.
Yeah.
You are going to have candy apples. It is your own fault when those things happen to you. But we used to get to trick or treat by ourselves.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of that stuff isn't happening. And did you, I read.
We talked about it. I know what you're going to say.
About being 13 and
yes, up. Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
So there's a couple towns, couple cities, towns, whatever.
Yeah.
Who have outlawed trick-or-treating for those who are over 12. And it's like a legitimate against the law offense.
How are the teenagers going to steal other people's candy if they're not allowed to be out? You know what I mean?
That's the time that we live in where we're going to tell 13, 14, 15 year olds that they can't trick or treat anymore.
Well, I will say there have been people who have come to my door and they're giant. And I'm like, what do you think you're getting? Like you're 6'2". Why are you trick or treating?
Yeah,
you know, you have you're using your gym bag to get your candy. Like why?
Yeah. I mean, if you have a full beard, you probably
What's
shouldn't be.
What's your age limit? Do you have one?
I don't because I don't. I don't care. I mean, I don't even. I just like to put the bowl out.
Uh huh.
Lazy.
And you turn off your light
sometimes. I mean,
the first person there takes the whole bowl.
Yeah.
Then you're done for the night.
Yeah, that's no fuss.
Right.
I remember the first time I took my kids trick-or-treating, and they walked up to one of those bowls, and then there was a note that said, just please take one.
Right.
And they took one. And I go, wait, what are you guys doing? And they said, well, it says please take one. I was like, yeah, one whole bowl. Like, we, I don't know. And by the way, don't leave the bowl there. We're going to throw it away in the bushes down the street like we always did. Like, what is wrong with you? And then my son said, it's not a competition. We don't have to have the most candy. And I was like, the hell it isn't a competition. You take that. When you count your candy, you want to have the most candy. Like, what is wrong with them? They don't understand that you take things.
Yeah.
Like, if they... A bowl means a bowl. You get the whole thing.
They take the whole thing.
You get all 30 Rolos. Like, you know what I'm saying? That is the thing.
Yeah.
I loved Halloween growing up because we didn't have a whole lot of money. So it was a day for free stuff. But, like, you know, my costume choices, because we didn't have a lot of money, was the same every year. It was hobo or ghost. And I remember one year saying to my dad, hey, I'm not wearing the sheets. My older brother was Adam. I'm not wearing the sheets off of Adam's bed again this year because I remember Adam's sheets were a little, you know, at nine, I didn't understand why they were so crusty. You know what I mean? But he was like a 16-year-old boy.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, man. It was like, hey, can you get me? And the hobo outfit was, he was like, just go. We'd put on our real clothes, and then he would just smear dirt on us.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was, it was hobo or crusty sheet. You
know
what
I mean?
You're
saying like the ghost costume, you could basically just step in it because it stood up. Like,
the ghost costume, on its own.
It was like just standing up there, and you would step right in.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, but they're old, 21 and 18.
So I have a teenage boy. And so I was walking into his room not too long ago, and I'm walking into his room, and he says to me, hey, don't step on that sock. And I was like, oh, my God.
How old is he?
He was 15, and I was like, hey, man, first of all, you got to put those in the hamper like everybody else. Like, because he was going to get – it was sharp. You could have killed someone in jail with that sock.
You know,
like, that was a teepee.
I think the father is more apt to understand that concept.
Yes.
The mother oftentimes will say – for instance, this is a for instance.
Uh-huh.
You know, so-and-so is taking – extremely long showers.
Yes.
Why do you think that is? And the father will say, well, I know exactly why that is. And it's not because so-and-so is extra dirty. it's, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that
if you know anything about teenage boys, they're not taking a whole lot of time to keep themselves clean.
Correct.
Hygiene is not really there. Like when they walk out of the shower and you're like, why do you smell worse? Yeah. Why do you?
Yep.
A teenage boy's room smells like he's been baking feet in there, on like a low heat, like a 200. The air quality in a teenage boy's room is bad, man. Your eyes sting a little bit. It's like the Amazon. There's moisture on the wall. Like there's moss growing under the bed. You walk in, you're like, hey, man, the house is set at 70. Why is it 190 degrees in here? Like you are growing. Like what is good? There's flora and fauna in here. What is happening?
Now,
they are gross.
How do you feel about the interlopers who are driven by their parents to other neighborhoods to trick or treat?
I am okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am okay with it for the reason that everybody deserves a good trick or treat.
Right.
Yeah.
It's one day a year.
Yep.
The people whose neighborhoods they're going to can afford to spend the $300 on the candy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If it's one day a year and they're going to get the goods, let them have the goods.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, in the neighborhoods that they're going to, most of those people go all out with their houses and they do it for the people who are coming in.
Right.
And so I don't have a problem with it. I would say when you've got that much money, if you're not giving out full-size candy bars, get with it. Get
Greg.
With it.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
I agree.
The full-size candy bar.
I agree. All right, so Josh Wolf is here. Do you have to? What's your deal? Do you have to go do 8 billion shows, or can you hang out? Or
I'm here,
because I do want to talk to you about the Sox before you go.
Yeah, so, let's hang.
All right, you can see Josh. He's at Laugh Boston tonight, tomorrow,
and Sunday. Woo.
So you're on Sunday. You're going to miss the Sox and the Patriots.
No, Sunday we're doing a 7 o'clock show, so it ends by 8:30, and then we're all watching the Patriots game together at the bar.
Nice.
What about the Sox? Which are you going to watch? If you could only watch one.
What time does Sox game start?
7:09.
Patriots 8:30.
Oh, I'll watch the Sox.
You'll watch the Sox over the Pats?
Yes.
Okay.
If I was going to rank them, Sox are number one for me.
They are.
Mm.
More than the Patriots?
Baseball over football.
The baseball over football?
For
what
me,
are you 100?
I grew up with a glove on my hand.
Well, so did I.
Yeah.
But I can't stand the game. It's so slow.
She really?
Loves, she loves it.
I love it.
I love it. I love it.
Yours was like
yours is an oyster shuck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.